The imprisoned leader of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, has called for an end to fighting the Turkish state. The call opens the door to an end to 4 decades of conflict that has claimed over 40,000 lives, as well as wider implications for the region. Ahmet Türk, a leading member of Turkey's pro-Kurdish Legal Dem Party, read a statement by Abdullah Öcalan, leader of the PKK, calling for the organization, which he founded, to dissolve itself, declaring an end to the decades-long conflict. The PKK, designated as a terrorist organization by the European Union and the United States, has been fighting for autonomy and Kurdish minority rights in Turkey since the 1980s. Öcalan, imprisoned in a Turkish jail since 1999, made his call after the PKK suffered significant military setbacks in recent years. But Mesut Yen, a political scientist at the Istanbul-based Reform Institute, says all sides have an interest in peace.
PKK is almost finished within the borders of Turkey. Whereas we know that, I mean, the Turkish state needs a peace process because it's kind of worried about the future developments in the region, in Syria and Iraq.
The PKK is now primarily based in northern Iraq on Turkey's frontier, while its affiliate in Syria, the SDF, controls a large swathe of territory bordering Turkey. The Turkish government gave a cautious response to Öcalan's statement, saying it's waiting for the PKK to disarm. The PKK leadership, based in Iraq, ahead of Öcalan's statement, declared it's looking for gestures from the government before any disarmament. Asla Aydintashbash is an analyst with the Brookings Institution in Washington. Aydintashbash says that what happens in Syria will be key for Ankara.
The peace process in Turkey will largely depend on what emerges, what kind of a deal emerges inside Syria. So we're also seeing Turkey be more cautious. That doesn't mean, Turkey won't reverse course if it feels there's no room to go with Syrian Kurds or inside the peace process in Turkey.
Turkish armed forces are massed on the Syrian border, with Ankara demanding the SDF merge with the Syrian army under the control of Syria's new rulers, with whom the Turkish government has close ties. For now, the SDF leader, Muslim Abdi, declared his force is not bound by Öcalan's disarmament call, while demanding Ankara end its ongoing attacks on its forces. Analyst Mesut Yen of the Istanbul-based Reform Institute says ending the PKK conflict will come at a price for Ankara.
They're expecting that in return for that, the state promises that at least the kind of autonomy or status for Syrian Kurds, okay, is going to be recognized by the Syrian regime, the new regime, and that Turkish state is also supports this kind of a solution. And besides, in addition to this, of course, the expectation is that some reforms are going to be implemented in Turkey with regards to the Kurdish question, of course.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has distanced himself from the current efforts to end the conflict, other than saying an opportunity exists for Kurds and Turks to live in peace, but offering no concessions. For months, a crackdown on Turkey's legal Kurdish movement continues, with the removal of elected mayors and the arrests of journalists and human rights activists. Sezin Erner, a commentator on Turkey's Politikyol news portal, warns unless the causes of the conflict are addressed, there's little hope of peace.
Probably any disarmament or any disbanding of PKK would be a gimmick. It wouldn't be a real, actual disbanding, and it might just appear in a year or so, whatever, under a different name. Because they would still have the pretext to argue that armed struggle is necessary because the Kurds in Turkey don't have their democratic rights.
With previous peace efforts failing, opinion polls indicate that the public remains sceptical of this latest effort. But for Öcalan, 25 years in jail, Analysts warn it may be his last chance of any hope of freedom. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.